You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. 6:06 on a Friday morning, October 24th, 2025. And it's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or catching us as a podcast or on social media. Thanks for wrapping up your week right here. I got a question for you. Who saw that coming? Let's legalize sports betting everywhere. Let's make it so easy to bet on sports with the prop bets and everything that there's the chance that some players or coaches could try to make a buck off of this. And I know you're thinking, wait, these guys make, you know, tens, hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah, but the temptation is there. And now there's so much more temptation than ever before. And of course, I'm talking about that Blockbuster story that dropped shortly after we finished up our show here yesterday. And we'll talk to Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil coming up in about 15 minutes, all about this massive betting scandal involving NBA players and coaches and organized crime families. Yeah. Again, we're not looking for prohibition of all betting in the country. That's not going to happen. But clearly, the reins got a little bit too loose. And so we'll have that coming up for you in just a little bit. Along the way, feel free to join us at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Or, of course, use that Civic Media app. There's so many ways you can reach the show. You can call the show from the app. You can text the show from the app. You can leave a voice note, a little audio message for us through the app as well. Or you can reach us on the Facebook and YouTube pages of both Up North News and Civic Media. It would be great to have you along. All right, we'll have our usual week in review panel as well, talking about some of the day's headlines in our 7 o'clock hour, Dr. Kristen Lyerly at 8, and then at 8:35, we'll have Mike Clemens in with sports. A very unusual story from Mike Clemens that I believe our producer, Parker Olson, down in Madison Studio A2, Have you heard a little bit about this, the Mike Clemens viral post with Aaron Rodgers?
I didn't know that that originated from Mike Clemens, but yes, about it.
Yeah, so Mike put up a post a couple of years back of somebody that looked just like Aaron Rodgers riding in the back of a fishing boat that was being towed by a pickup truck or something, and some guy that looks like Aaron Rodgers in the boat drinking beer. And Mike Clemens finally got a chance to ask him yesterday as they get set to cover the Packers and Steelers game this weekend. Was that you? And so we'll find out more about that. We'll talk about the game as well. Packers, Steelers in Pittsburgh. Coverage begins Sunday at 5 on stations in Richland Center, Park Falls, Racine, and Wautoma. And it'll be the first time the Packers have faced Aaron Rodgers in a uniform from some other team. And I think, even though it's a late Sunday game, which, you know, woe is us, pity party for the early risers. But I think a lot of people are going to be very interested in that game. See how he looks.
I'm pretty interested. I've been very surprised with how good he has looked this season. So that could be very interesting. It seems like he kind of still can move for an old man. So that's pretty impressive.
Yes. Yeah, it appears he can. And so that really has to motivate, you know, our defense who, I mean, you don't want to be the guys to lose to Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, God.
You know, it just makes you look bad. But I worry that Jordan Love is going to try to like overcompensate, you know, and try too hard and overthrow people. I'm sure he's heard that a bunch, you know, this week in getting planned for the game.
I don't know. There's something about the game being in Pittsburgh that makes me more comfortable for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
If it was in Green Bay, I feel like it would be a bigger deal because it'd be a homecoming for Rodgers. But okay. I feel a little less worried for whatever reason going into Pittsburgh.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, you know, again, it's the reason we play the game is to find out what's this guy really got. you know, and does he have it consistently, or will he, you know, show his age at some point and, you know, need a walker to get off the field at some point? We'll see how that goes. All right. So we'll talk to Mike about that as well. And then what else was I going to bring up to you? There's, along with the NBA betting scandal, of course, there could not be worse timing, because, you know, the season's just getting going. Everybody wants to be excited about it. And so now I have to say it in a rather tongue-in-cheek way. In other news about the NBA, if you head over to the Up North News website, upnorthnewswi.com, you know, all kinds of good Wisconsin stories on there, including one about all of the new food and drink options at Five Serve Forum if you're going to a Bucks game. And remember, we did this, you know, before the Brewers opened up their season. I know we've talked about it before, Packer seasons before. So now that we're into the Bucks season, you think you're going there just to watch a basketball game? No, you're not.
No,
it's the whole experience.
It's entertainment. Yeah.
And you can get the usuals, you know, you can get a brat or a hot dog or whatever. Now there's even, you know, there's some loaded fries on the menu, but how about this? How about the Smokestack 414, that's the area code for Milwaukee, fire roll and giant bone-in beef rib. The 414 fire roll features andouille sausage, pickled celery, onions, peppers, and remoulade on a bun. The giant bone-in beef rib is available for the home opener and a limited number of marquee games. So
it's exclusive.
It's exclusive, and, you know, there's a reason that we don't normally serve bone-in ribs at the game. I mean, most people behave themselves, but let's not serve projectiles with our food. You know, what am I going to do with this bone now that I finished this rib? I don't know.
Yeah.
Pull a Jack Black from Anchorman going, "Oh, this is so filling," and, you know, throw the burrito out the window. So remember, if you get the loaded beef rib, keep it to yourself. Don't share with a friend.
I didn't think that was going to be the major concern with this. I was worried more about, like, bowel movements, not the bone movement.
No. I was worried more about the sticky fingers. It's a bone-in beef rib. You know, lots of napkins going to be needed for that. Let's see. There's also Nashville hot wings and chicken sandwiches there. There's a whole new variety of handcrafted dirty sodas. It's so funny that they tried to play this up like, oh, dirty soda. They're flavored sodas. They got flavors in there. Flavors and maybe some things like, you know, cream or things like that.
Yeah.
But there will also be like spiked iced teas. There'll be Jack Daniel's blackberry whiskey. Do you remember when all you had was like beer, wine, and pop? And that was it. And that was all you needed. And now it's like, let's spike everything. Let's spike iced tea. Let's spike lemonade.
I don't think there's a need for that.
No, there's,
I'm fine
there's
with
no,
it, but I don't think there's
no
a need.
Shortage. No, but there's no shortage of temptations there that you will find at Milwaukee Bucks games coming up. Let's see. Well, I mentioned all the things that are coming up on the program, but I neglected to mention that there is the possibility that you can't stick around for all that. I mean, you have a life. You're allowed to have a life. But then there's a way to find out that you don't miss any of these guests. You don't miss any of these segments. And that would be to follow us as a podcast. And to do that, just head over to Spotify or Apple, wherever you get the podcasts of your choice, and make this one of your choices. Follow along, and you will never miss an episode. While you're signing up for things online, like this podcast, like this show as a podcast, get our Sunday morning newsletter. I've got to start putting that together after the show here. And that includes our question of the week, which this week was all about online sports betting. What are the odds of that? So let's see how I can nail it for next week here. Again, sign up for our newsletters over at upnorthnewswi.com. And of course, Civic Media has their new daily newsletter as well. Head over to civicmediatoday.substack.com to learn more. It is a cold one across the state right now. Temperatures range from 19 degrees in Siren to 39 degrees in Sturgeon Bay. It is 25 here in the Chippewa Valley right now, 32 in Wausau, 34 in Oshkosh. Wisconsin Rapids coming in at 25. La Crosse is at 30 degrees right now. And Hayward is at a very chilly, no, it's not very chilly, Parker. It's cold. It's a cold 21 degrees in Hayward. This is really the time of year where you need to make sure that you have some key pieces of equipment in your car. Right, Parker?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Tell the people what you did.
I don't know where the ice scraper is for my car, and I park outside, so I had to wait 5 minutes for my windshield to be, visible.
You wanted to see where you were going?
Yeah, so I can make this drive pretty much by memory, but it helps if I can see.
It does, yes. So you didn't go with the credit card or driver's license scraper method?
I just waited for a couple of minutes thinking, you know what, I'm a little late, but like I'm fine on time. You know, it's not that big a deal if I have to sit here for a couple of minutes.
It's not like anything else would delay you. You'll get into work just fine, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what happened next?
There's railroad tracks right by our studios, and it was the longest train I think I've ever been stuck behind. Because it was like 6 minutes long. And Pat, this train was coming from a dark area.
Yeah.
So I couldn't see how much train was left. It just kept appearing and appearing. I'm like, no!
At some point, you're like, come on! And I've noticed that now in Madison proper there. First off, I'm still kind of surprised that they haven't built, you know, overpasses and things for enough of these train crossings. But regardless, these trains, they'll come through, of course, at the worst possible time. And I know it's a matter of safety first. But I also, being the naturally passive-aggressive person I am, believe that there is a certain passive-aggressive nature to some of these folks on the railroad. My dad, you know, worked on the railroad for many, many years. It's like, da-loop, da-loop, da-loop. Oh, look, it's somebody's waiting for us. Slow it down a little bit, Charlie. Slow it down a little bit more, a little bit more.
They do seem oddly slow.
Now blow the horn and wake everybody up. Yeah. But you made it. I mean, how long a delay was it?
6 minutes for the train.
Okay.
I was impressed by that.
It felt like 60 is all.
Yes, it felt very long paired with the lack of ice scraper.
Yes. Okay. But you're here, and that's what counts.
Yes.
And we like having that. So tonight there's Badger basketball. They're in the exhibition season right now. So the Badgers will be playing Oklahoma at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum. Coverage begins at 6:30 on several Civic Media stations. Then tomorrow, the Badgers, the football team, will take on Oregon. Coverage begins at 4:00 tomorrow afternoon on some Civic Media radio stations. And of course, we mentioned on Sunday, the Packers taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, coverage begins at 5 p.m. on Sunday because it's a Sunday night football game. Badger women's hockey, they are playing this weekend at Laban Arena in Madison. They are taking on Minnesota State Mankato. The Badger women's hockey team ranked number one in the country, 8-0 on the season. 5 of those 8 wins have been shutouts. And the Badger women's volleyball team, 9th ranked in the country, will take their 13-3 record out west tonight. They are taking on Washington. You can see that game on the Big Ten Network starting at 9:00 tonight. So some late night volleyball on the West Coast for the 9th ranked Badger women's volleyball team. The Toronto Raptors will be hosting the Milwaukee Bucks tonight at 5:30. Guard Kevin Porter Jr. has a badly sprained left ankle, according to an MRI. And then you've got the World Series starting tonight. It'll be the Toronto Blue Jays and the LA Dodgers, game one of the World Series coming up tonight. Coming up next, Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil, and we'll start by talking a little betting scandal and also getting into a new round of gerrymandering, this time in Virginia. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Well, Welcome back. It is a Friday morning, which means we're going to check in with Courier Newsroom's national political editor, Kia Vakil, and talk about some of the national headlines of the week. Kia, hello. How are you?
I am well, Pat. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. Happy to be at Friday and happy to have somebody who can take a few minutes and talk to me about this rather epic, shocking, well, maybe shocking is not the right word, national story about gambling and NBA players and organized crime. And I am looking like the most, you know, prescient, you know, question of the week writer ever when I wrote, you know, for last Sunday, what people thought about organized sports betting. I'm betting some people might have changed their answers since last weekend. How do you want to give the overview of what this is all about?
Yeah, so there on Thursday morning, the FBI arrested the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, who's a former NBA player, a current NBA player for the Miami Heat, Terry Rozier, and a former player and close confidant of LeBron James named Damon Jones, who's an assistant coach right now. Two different cases going on here, but basically Billups was indicted for allegedly participating in a years-long scheme to defraud poker players in like real-life games, and this reportedly involved members of the New York crime families. And Rozier is charged with allegedly taking himself out of a game early so that you know, someone he knew or co-conspirator could place a bet and win. These are sort of the results of another betting investigation into another player that most folks probably haven't heard of named Jontay Porter. But basically, this is just the latest example of something we're seeing more and more in the last couple of years of pro athletes being investigated, indicted, and charged with basically rigging things, whether it's directly games they're involved in or off the court gambling endeavors. And I think we're going to see more of it. We, you know, this is part of a trend because over the last seven years, we have seen the doors just thrown open to sports betting, mobile sports betting. Every sports match you could think of, every sports program you can think of is now has like the ESPN bet or FanDuel or DraftKings. And it's just everywhere. And the only way out of this is to really tighten the reins on our sports betting and what these leagues and what these sports networks and what these athletes do. But I don't think we're going to see that anytime soon. I think it's, we unfortunately, this is the world we're in right now.
Yeah, I think the toothpaste is out of the tube. And yes, there are, I'm sure, people who are saying, hey, wait a minute, it wouldn't matter if it was legalized or not. People have been gambling, you know, throughout life, and that, you know, there will always be people who play poker, blah, blah, blah. I get that, but I just feel like this has normalized betting it, that it's essentially a rite of passage among young men, that there's something wrong with you if you're not betting on something. And it's not just like the outcome. It's very tough for like an entire team to throw a game. It's this whole thing about prop bets. Yep. And, you know, will Kia Vakil play, you know, 32 minutes in this game? And, you know, if you take yourself out, oh, my arm is broken. You know, I mean, who's to know who's putting a prop bet on that? So when people say, well, there's always been gambling here. Yeah, but this has really opened up something where it's tough to put the toothpaste back in the tube here.
Yeah, and that's true. There always has been gambling. I grew up a couple hours from Atlantic City. I've been to Vegas. I have gambled. I play poker with friends. But there was friction in it. You had to go to a casino, or you had to obviously have a bookie, which technically not a thing you should have. But, you know, there was friction in it. You couldn't download an app and just while you're watching TV or in between scrolling Twitter and talking to your loved one, just place 18 bets. And now people can do that.
That's day trading. That's day trading is what it is. You know,
it's day trading. And it's what it's toxic though, is I'm a sports fan. You're a sports fan. A lot of like, it ties up day trading with a hobby, and that's really, really dangerous. And it's a hobby that most men have and a lot of women have, and it ruins lives. You can get really, not all gambling, but lots of people have had their lives ruined by these apps. There are so many lawsuits right now because so many men have just gambled away their entire life savings. It has led to divorce. It has led to suicide. It is so toxic. And yes, that's not Chauncey Billups, but it's the same culture.
Yeah. Oh, the number of stories I've done over the years as a reporter about embezzling, somebody embezzled from their small business and it went under, or their little league team and it went under, and in almost every case it ties back to gambling debts. And so this is indeed a pretty big deal. Well, we'll get to one political story for the week, and this deals again on gerrymandering or redistricting, however you want to put it. It started with Texas Republicans, California Democrats, other states. The latest is Democrats in Virginia, which was a bit of a surprise to me, but now Democrats in Virginia, are they in a position to actually change the makeup of their congressional map?
Yeah, they could be. So the New York Times reported on Thursday that the Virginia Democrats in the legislature are basically going to hold a special session before the elections in 2 weeks to try to counter what Republicans have done in Texas and in North Carolina this week, most recently, by coming back and drawing new congressional maps. And so, we'll see what happens if and when they actually come back. They have a very small majority in the chambers, so they would need pretty much every Democrat to support this. And they could do it if every Democrat does, despite a Republican governor. Youngkin could have no role in this, Glenn Youngkin, the governor. But this is essentially a response to North Carolina Republicans and Texas Republicans and pressure on Indiana Republicans, and Ohio is going to redraw their maps. And essentially, all of this is the result of Trump trying to predetermine the outcome of the 2026 midterms by having Republicans eliminate anywhere from half a dozen to a dozen Democratic-held seats, so that short of a blue wave, the election's decided before voters ever cast a ballot, because the maps are so rigged that only Republicans can win. And it's, from my perspective, I don't like gerrymandering, but if we're going to, I don't think Democrats can just roll over and die and accept that they're never going to win, because Republicans have just agreed that this is what they can do.
Yeah, this is not a chicken and egg debate. We know where this started with Donald Trump and Texas Republicans and everything that has flowed from it. Never mind what all happened in the past. Mm-hmm. This cycle, which is building to an extreme level, had its origin in Donald Trump, who again this week was embracing 2020 election denial, again trying to put his thumb on the scales for the next round of midterm elections. Kia Vakil, Courier Newsroom's national political editor in Los Angeles. Kia, thanks very much. Have a good start to the weekend.
Thanks. You too, Pat.
We'll have today's history lesson after this. You're up north. Here we go. Santana lands their first number one album in the U.S. as Abrexas claims this top spot this day in 1970, 55 years ago today, with tracks like Oye Como Va and their cover of Fleetwood Mac's Black Magic Woman. Yeah, that was originally a Fleetwood Mac tune. Welcome to today's history lesson for this Friday morning, October 24th, which means if it's Friday, we get to welcome our pal, our buddy, our friend, our Pookie Bear, Greg Bach, ladies and gentlemen, from Matt and Air on Air, mornings 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I am Pookie Bear, and I love Santana.
Hi, Pookie Bear.
Hello.
How's our Pookie Schmookie today?
Doing well. I got my coffee. Love listening to some Santana in the morning. Can't say it, but I love listening to it.
Uh-huh.
When I was 17 years old, I locked myself into my bedroom for a summer and just played basically this album, trying to learn all the songs.
And how did that go?
I would give it a solid 8.5 out of 10.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Have you ever thought of like joining Max Inc. Radio or just bringing the guitar in yourself and just playing live during Matt and Air on Air?
Oh, I wouldn't do that to anyone.
That bad, huh?
No, you said 8.5 out of 10.
I mean, that was also many years ago, but I don't know. I mean, like I've been playing little by little lately and just trying to like, as a hobby, as mm-hmm. a time filler, as a whatever, but yeah, it's something I love guitars. I'm a huge guitar nerd, not just for like guitars, but like the history, the design, the building, everything. I could talk about them for hours. So, and I won't do that to you because it would just be me talking.
But honestly, you could not have picked better than Santana. If you're gonna try to learn guitar, you may as well learn from the best.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Tony must have been thinking about this as well. He just put on YouTube. Have you thought about bringing a guitar camping and making everyone around the campfire listen to you?
No, I'm not 22 years old anymore.
Hey.
And Alicia says, good morning, Greg, as does Tony. Everybody's happy to have you here. On the birthday list today, happy birthday to former bass player for the Rolling Stones, Bill Wyman, still with us. He's 89 years old. So, speaking of prop bets.
Pretty sure his wife's like 44.
Who would have put a prop bet on any member of the Rolling Stones still being with us at age 89?
I think Brian Jones is the only one who's passed of the original
five.
I know. Oh my! Well, that was the thing for so long, Pat. That of all these rock stars passing away over the years, the four original members of Black Sabbath had still been alive for so long. I'm like, I don't know how this works.
Well, I think it's sending the wrong message to our children. But then again, we were talking earlier about spiking everything under the sun, you know, lemonade and iced tea and everything. So I don't know. Maybe that's the way to go. Let's see. More birthdays. Drake, another Canadian export. He is 39 years old today.
Yeah.
That they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story.
Okay, now I get to sound like an old guy.
Oh boy.
And I try not to say this about most.
Oh boy.
People have, you know, a bass sound to them.
Yeah.
But in the case of Drake, I mean, they all do kind of sound the same to me.
Because Drake is basic and he is whatever. I'm so anti Drake. Yeah. Yeah,
all
no,
right.
No Drake, no Drake in this house.
So I guess you won't be sending him a birthday card today for his 39th birthday. On this day in 1992, a record was set with this song by Boyz II Men.
Yes, we have slow skate right now, folks. That's couples only slow skate.
That's right. Ooh, got the lights have been dimmed. Ooh, careful what you skate into with the lights dimmed like that. On this day, End of the Road tied Elvis Presley's Don't Be Cruel with Hound Dog on the B-side as the longest running number one single when it reached its 11th week at the top of the charts. End of the Road would then go on and spend two more weeks at number one, but then lose that record 3 months later when Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You stayed number one for 14 weeks in a row. The current record now has two songs on it, Greg. Last time around, we said that it was it's 19 weeks, and it was set in 2019 by Lil Nas X and Old Town Road.
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize it was tied last year by Shaboozy's A Bar Song, Tipsy, which also was the number one song for 19 weeks in a row?
There is such a deeper, nuanced discussion on that point that we don't have time to go into, but I will say, good on you, Shaboozy. I like Shaboozy.
Okay.
I'm really interested. Wait, can we dive into this?
Let's dive. Where are we going here?
It's a commentary on country music. And artists record and what constitutes country music, who's recording the song, reception from the country music and the mainstream audience on the whole. But like I said, that is for a podcast or sitting around a campfire while I'm forcing you to listen to me play Dave Matthews.
No. You'd have to play Bad Bunny because I want Bad Bunny now. We talked about this yesterday. I want him to do a thing with George Strait because if those country folks didn't like Old Town Road because it wasn't country enough, even though it had Billy Ray Cyrus, and they don't like Shaboozy and they don't like Bad Bunny, it's like, I mean, what are we going to do? Just listen to Anita Bryant records?
Oh, deep cut, buddy. Deep cut.
I know.
Deep cut.
All right.
Well, if you have another 3 hours, I can talk to you about George Strait, too. And by the way, I'm going to go see Marty Stewart tonight, so I'm very excited.
Are you? That's great. Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to the history lesson here. 1987 now, when the number one album was by Michael Jackson. Oh, Tony's out here going, Neil McCoy for everyone. Are we just trying to come up with the most vanilla country singers?
Oh, I swear to God, Pat, Neil McCoy's good.
I didn't say it wasn't good, just not very...
Who's the spicy one then? Tell me some spicy ones.
I would say somebody like a Tim McGraw versus, say, an Alan Jackson who just stands there, or George Strait who just stands there. You know, Tim McGraw will put on a bit of a show. I think that's what we're talking about here.
I see what you're saying. Okay, all right. Yeah. I got you.
Weird little coincidence on the stock market. First off, on this day in 1929, it was Black Thursday. The Dow Industrials dropped nearly 13%, marking the start of the stock market crash and the Great Depression. But then on this day in 2008, the same date was Bloody Friday, when stock exchanges around the world dropped around 10%, kicking off the Great Recession. So maybe don't have any money in the markets today.
Also, we don't need such graphic. Like the next one is like, oh, Bummer Friday. There we go. How about
that? Road sucks kill Tuesday. Wednesday. And if you think those were bad days, on this day in the year 79 AD, Mount Vesuvius erupted, burying Pompeii and other cities and killing thousands. So
we
call
that Dusty Wednesday. Yeah.
Wow.
Fun little. I went to Memphis this past January, and there was. And so I did. So growing up, Graceland was just a house.
Yes. Yeah.
But Graceland is like a Disney World style park now. It's huge.
Yeah.
And it has its own like conference convention center. And there was a beautiful, like really like got you, like there was a lot of history, but it was all about Pompeii and exactly what happened on the day, what did it happen to, the fact that there was an effect on another
at
town
Graceland?
Over.
At Graceland?
At Graceland.
What?
At Graceland. Because they have a huge convention center there, too. It's not just a house. In fact, I don't know where the house is, honestly, but on the side, there's a huge convention center where you would see, like, a Comic-Con or something, and it was a huge...
Just like that day, it happened to be the Pompeii thing. It's not a permanent fixture.
It was like a touring thing. It was like a museum.
I was about to say we
what?
Yeah. Just stop competing. We've now found the most random tangent in a discussion ever. But no, it was not a regular thing. It was a traveling thing. Okay, got it. Thank you. On this day in 2000, Lenny Kravitz released his greatest hits album, peaking at number 2, and it also featured this fresh track. This also got him his third consecutive Grammy for Best Male Rock Vocal Performance. And when he asked about whether you could win it 4 years in a row, his team told him, keep your pants on, buddy. Anyway, also in 2000...
But not your shirt.
No. Also on this day in 2000, Linkin Park released their debut album, Hybrid Theory, bolstered by this hit. To me will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so It almost feels weird to play the song at something other than 11 on the volume knob. It's just a turn it up, play this one loud.
Yeah.
So it also had the Grammy Award-winning Crawling, and it became the best-selling album of 2001. All right, let's kick it real old school. There's a new song that hit the music charts this day in 1908. This is the original singer, by the way.
We're not going
to
talk.
Verses to this.
He sang this into a toilet roll in a hallway.
Yes, take me out to the ball game. A brand new waltz was released this day in 1908 by Jack Norwood and Albert von Tisler. It would become the unofficial anthem of baseball, although at the time, neither man had attended a baseball game before writing the song.
Yeah.
Love that. Let's see, baseball-related things. You know, it was just last week sometime we mentioned Billy Martin being fired by the Minnesota Twins in, what, 1969?
Which winning, time? He's been fired a lot.
Exactly, after winning a division title. Well, he went on to other things in 1974 on this day. He was named Manager of the Year working for the Texas Rangers. But 5 years later, on this day in 1979, Billy Martin was once again managing the Yankees and got into a fight with marshmallow salesman Joseph Cooper at a hotel in Bloomington down the road from the old Met Stadium. Cooper said Martin shouldn't have won Manager of the Year. Martin took a little offense to it. Martin bet the marshmallow salesman $500 that he could beat him up. Cooper took the bet. Martin won the bet by beating him up, but it cost him his job. George Steinbrenner fired him as Yankees manager a few days later.
That's purely a story that can only happen in baseball. Yes. Like in the 60s and 70s and before. Like in the 90s, that ain't happening anymore. No. Like
no. That is old school bar brawling right
yeah.
there. One more song on today's history lesson. Taylor Swift. Yes, she's back again, but this time we're going way back. 2006, she released her self-titled debut album.
Summer gone, but when you think Tim McGraw, I hope you think my favorite song, the one we dance to.
Taylor wrote these during her freshman year of high school, and that song, Tim McGraw, was a top 20 single. And the album would peak at number 5 on the album chart and become the longest charting album of the 2000s in the U.S., logging 157 weeks on the chart by 2009. There.
I hope she makes another country record someday. Someday.
Do you think she remembers how? That's the big question.
She's too talented to forget.
Yep. All right, we'll wrap things up with Santana and pause here. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Nice to have you back on a Friday morning. It's October 24th. Parker Olson's here producing this shindig. Greg Bach is standing by down in beautiful Radio Park in Racine for Matt and Aaron Air from 9 to 11 today. And guys, the Up North News daily newsletter that you can sign up for at upnorthnewswi.com has a new feature on Friday, Locals Love. And this week's theme is Locals Love Their Local Burgers. Who's got the best burgers around town? And so here's some of what was sent in from Mike. He suggested the Keg Stand Bar and Grill in St. Germain. Fresh hamburgers cooked in the bar right there in front of you. Let's see. From Ellen, there's Rachel's Roadside Bar and Grill in Wittenberg. I believe Robin Tigerton talks about Rachel's Roadside quite a bit.
Yes. Hi, Rob.
But this comes from Ellen. So now we've got two votes here. For Rachel's Roadside. I got to stop at Wittenberg. Talks about the cheese curds that are there. Oh, Christmas curds, a variety of cheese curds with added sweet flavor, a French onion soup with cheese curds. And then there's the Wittenburger, a half-pound burger with sauteed mushrooms and onions, smoke and barbecue sauce, and melted cheese curds.
Oh, gee.
I know. I felt my arteries tighten up too. But
how far is Wittenberg from you, Pat?
It's quite a ways. It's it's over near Shawano.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
On that part of the state on 29 here. Let's see. So I'll rattle off some more of these a little bit later on, but we've talked about this a time or two where your favorite burger joints are. And I just last night had one of my favorites up at Jake's Jimtown Bar and Grill in Jim Falls. Excellent burger night specials, like the $2 burgers or whatever they are. And they're not something that just, fell off the Cisco truck. This is good stuff. So we love having your suggestions. Feel free to throw them in the comment sections of Facebook or YouTube, or get on that Civic Media app and tell us more. Mr. Parker, what's on the national day calendar for today?
Well, I feel like we should commemorate all of these burger places with saying it's food day. It's National Food Day.
Okay. All right. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Just, that's like, hey, it's National Chew Day or National
Oxygen
Car
Day.
Or, exactly. National I'm Standing Up Day. Like, it's, come on.
A little too general.
All right. It's National Baloney Day. Is that better?
This whole thing's baloney.
Right. Okay, so it's National Food Day, but it's also National Bologna Day.
Yes.
Can I tell you a fun fact about bologna?
Sure.
Please.
So from first grade to eighth grade, I had a bologna sandwich every day at school. Every single day. I never ate anything but bologna sandwiches. It was the thing that my mom knew I would eat, and she made them every day, or I made them every day too, but that was the only sandwich I would eat in grade school and middle school. Bologna sandwich. Two slices, slapped between two pieces of Wonder Bread.
And yet Scott Walker got elected governor and you didn't. So clearly ham sandwiches are the way that you should have gone.
That's how I failed.
I'm a turkey guy.
You're a turkey guy?
I'm a turkey guy. Turkey and cheese.
Okay. There you go. There you go.
All right. And in entertainment news for a Friday, Mr. Olson, what's happening?
Yes. We have actress Mariska Hargitay.
Hargitay.
Thank you. No idea how to read that.
Law and Order.
SVU. SVU, Law and Order. We can keep naming stuff. She was doing sitcoms for a while, but apparently a psychic told her that comedy wasn't going to make her famous. And then 6 months later, she was on Law and Order. So
a psychic did this.
The most uncomedy movie show ever.
Yeah, I know. Talk about a turn. Yeah, I want to know what these comedies are that she did now, because I wouldn't buy it either. Clearly, she found her role. She found her lane.
And her mother was Jane Mansfield.
Jane Mansfield, right.
Yep.
Exactly.
She's like the prototype, her and Marilyn Monroe, of the quote, blonde bombshell. Yes. I'm saying all that because I want to sound respectful in the term, not being like, yeah.
No, not at all. She recently did some kind of a documentary about her mom, Jane Mansfield, as well. Okay. Got another one for us, Parker?
We've also got Adam Driver. If you are Star Wars fans, he played Kylo Ren in the sequel trilogy.
Yes.
He was also a Megalopolis. Thank you.
Sorry.
Anyone? No one?
No.
National Food Day. What?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. No. Mm-hmm. He and another writer were working on a film that would have been just about his character. It would have taken place after the sequel trilogy. And Lucasfilm loved it. They presented it to Disney and they said they liked it, but they don't see how he could be alive, which is hilarious coming from somehow Palpatine returned.
a great wonderful fact about Adam Driver. He is a Marine Corvette.
Yeah.
And after he got out of the service, he dedicated his life to theater, but also to helping vets find themselves and express themselves through acting. So he has a program where he works with vets and theater, and it's amazing. And listening to him, I think he did a TED talk about it. I'm not sure about it was TED talk, but he did do a talk about his time in the service and what he did after using his love for theater for vets and healing.
I think I've seen that TED talk. It's really interesting.
He is just so intense, you know.
Yes.
And so I'm trying to imagine. Instead, what if the follow up is like is more like a sitcom? And he's doing that, you know, just the home life, him and Ray, you know, because the war is over and everything is great. And maybe Mariska Hargitay is the mother-in-law or something, and they can all play against type. Would you watch that?
It can't be worse than a lot of things that Star Wars has put out. So, I mean,
You hurt Parker.
I really did.
I did not.
What's happened to Star? There's so much good, but they've made it so bad.
Yeah.
Tony on YouTube. I love Adam Driver just from his SNL skits alone. Yes. And again, playing against type. And I love seeing that. It's what I call the Leslie Nielsen theory, who did nothing but dramas until Airplane came along. And, you know, then it was working out. Oh, yes. Tony says the undercover boss SNL skit with Kylo Ren. That was comedy gold.
The Take Your Father to Work Day with where he's the oil bear. And that's my favorite one. That's that one is just great. So
many good ones. Greg Buck joining us. And you can hear more of him on Matt and Air on Air, along with Jane Matt and Air, coming up 9 to 11 today. Frankly, every weekday, right? We pay you for all five of those.
You do.
Yes. Okay. Now Tony's going to remind us, like, you guys get paid? Like, yeah, believe it or not, it's allowed. We'll see if we can get away with it for two more hours right after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.